All right, let's get it going in here. Podcast, we're national, worldwide. Here we go.
I find it, anything you say is very interesting.
Well, thank you.
We go, I don't want a finger paint, bitch.
I'm getting our horses back. Ha!
That's the coolest thing you've ever done.
I just ride down.
The woman that I think about when I'm having sex with my wife.
Oh, really?
I'm a little creeped out.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that. Yeah, I'm sure you have very loving, tender, romantic, thoughtful, meaningful sex with your wife. Can that
I do.
Be a drop?
It makes me so happy every time I hear it.
Second Funniest Podcast.
Season 3.
Episode 3. Maybe I need to get a better musical bed for that.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah?
Do it for at least 10 episodes. Let's all, but I will have to clarify every time that the rest of that little thing I say about the woman I'm having, thinking about while I'm having sex with is my wife. I'm saying it to my wife.
Is that going to be an every episode thing?
I might need to, because the whole point of the joke is that I then say my wife, Kat Miller, and so I don't want...
You can hear her in the background go, wow.
But you don't know that it's her. You don't know that that's her.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Let me explain something.
Okay, please do. This is going to be great.
You are a man who saved yourself from marriage for... almost 33 years.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't need you to explain that to me.
I know. Here's what I'm doing. I'm going to be the voice of the listener who's going to quell your fear.
Okay.
In that we don't have to worry about you thinking about another woman while you're having sex with your wife.
Yeah, but the average, I mean, most people aren't going to know that. If they never heard this, if this is your first time, you're like season 3 of the Second Funniest Podcast, I might need to check this out. You don't know my shtick.
But you're gonna pick up on it pretty quick.
I don't know. I'm a married man now.
Exactly.
My shtick is changing. I don't even know my shtick.
Your shtick is changing.
I could have all new bits now as a married man. I could do impressions.
You could?
Yeah.
Okay.
You give me a call, all right?
See? It's pretty good. Samuel L. Jackson.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
See how good I am?
Wow. Do you have your own little effects thing going on over there?
Listen.
Did you just call me a motherfucker?
Yeah, I know exactly what that's like. 4 years inside Marion, Illinois. A real shithole. And I'm not going back.
There's no real way of knowing how long these are.
Here's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
But next time, before we fire up these mics, you need to figure out whatever it is you got going on.
Don't give me attitude, sir.
And this is exactly what I want to have happen.
What?
I want us to do an interview with Samuel Jackson.
But you told me no. You can't say no.
Yes, I can. I can say that I want to do it at a later time, Mr. Jackson, when I feel more comfortable.
I don't want to hear about no motherfucking ifs.
Motherfucking what?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Well, I'm just saying I couldn't understand you in your black vernacular. Is that offensive?
My name's Pitt, and your ass ain't talking your way out of this shit.
Your name is who? Mr. Jackson?
My name's Pitt, and your ass ain't talking your way out of this shit.
Piss? Is that what you said your name was?
Excuse me.
Oh,
do you normally curse this much?
Thank you. Samuel Jackson.
See, that's fun to me. I like
that's
that.
That's good. Yeah, yeah.
This is why I...
You give me a call, all right?
I will. Anytime we need you, Mr. Jackson. Here's what we'll do. Anytime we need you to weigh in on some kind of particular... I don't know, subject that we're covering, if we ever have a trivia challenge again or something like that, I would love to have you call in and give us your thoughts and opinions on what we're discussing.
I would agree. I liked having him on the show.
Shut up, fool!
Whoa.
I pity the fool thugger soul who tries to take over the world, then goes home crying to his mama.
Now we have Mr. T also on the show.
Looks like it.
Wow.
I like gas.
Excuse me?
Hey, man, this time I'm going to do it my way.
Is it possible for us to have Mr. T and Samuel Jackson have a conversation with each other in the first?
I don't like it. These are hardworking men who are just trying to earn an honest living.
I guess that's a no.
No. Okay.
Yeah, there's probably a way.
Again, if we had production meetings, this would be something that we work out.
Well, I wanted this to be kind of a surprise for you. Speaking of the internet, I did not mean to do that. It's my dad's birthday today.
Oh, happy boy. Birthday, that's Dad. Right. Happy birthday, Mr.
And
Miller.
My dad is, 60 something. And
well, take whatever he was before today and add one.
Something more. I don't know. I lost track after 50. And old people, as Kat and I discussed, do not know how to use Facebook. It's, okay. it's a little beyond their...
But your father hasn't figured out. Most old people.
No, my dad does not have it figured out. It's not... This was actually in our production meeting. This is the one thing we talked about doing this episode. So I went on... I tagged him on a birthday wishes and went onto his website, on his Facebook wall, to see if there had been any... transactions lately. He, you know, he spends some time on the computer.
Transactions or interactions?
Sure, any of those. So he actually
doesn't know how to use this.
He was actually capable of commenting on my post, so he knew that much. So I went through and looked back, and somebody by the a relative of ours, I'm guessing, named Pat, who is best I can tell is a little old white haired woman, actually wrote, seems to be pretty savvy with the Facebook. She writes, looks like you have another birthday in the works. Have a happy birthday and best wishes. Love you. Love to see you sometime. A totally normal wall post. That sounds great. Here's my dad's response. Hi, Pat, comma, return, new paragraph. Thank you. I don't know if Bill told you, but that I'm not, but I am fixing up the house to sell, planning on moving to Phoenix as soon as it sells. Love the no rain, not too much. Not riding the bike as much, which keeps me young and enjoying the surroundings more. I have enjoyed working with Bill and other brother over the last 3 years, but now it's time for me to spend time with friends in Phoenix. We'll come back and visit each year. I will be in Northeast Phoenix around Cave Creek and Deer Valley area. Love, Gary.
So he wrote a letter.
He wrote an email, yeah, a letter, probably with pen and ink, and then transferred it over to the digital realm.
on the wall of somebody.
On his own wall.
His own wall.
His own wall, yeah.
So, but he wrote it as a comment to their wall post,
yeah,
or he just
like
wrote it on his
back,
own wall?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Someone else named Helga, also looks like an elderly-ish woman, maybe in her 40s, maybe 50, I don't know. Hi, Gary.
Hold on. First, we got to rein in.
Yeah,
although most of our listeners are in their mid to late
20s. Well, I can't tell. Let me look.
Elderly is by no means 40 because we are knocking on that door, my friend.
Yeah, that's true. Helga is white-haired as well, so she's got to be... She's pushing close to 60, I'll bet.
No.
Looking good. You should look at her pictures.
My father had white hair by the time he was 44.
Did she have as many wrinkles as Helga? I don't know who you are, Helga. You know my dad. So I don't mean any disrespect. You don't have your age up here. I'm forced to guess... Seeing as how you're hanging out with those puppies in the park. I'm not going to add you as a friend, though, Helga.
All right, let's be nice and let's be...
I don't know, Helga.
I know, but let's. Since she hangs out with puppies, let's figure out her age in dog years.
700.
What? That's times seven?
Yeah. Is that... No, divided by seven. In dog years.
You divide their age by seven?
Yeah, if you're...
No.
If you're...
You multiply it by seven, dude.
No.
A five-year-old dog is 35 in dog years.
Oh, so to say that, I thought you were going to say, like, me, in dog years, Kevin is, since he's 33 in human years, in dog years, that's, like...
21 plus 3 times 3 is 9, so 219.
That's good. Garfield's, one of the last books that I cared to read of Garfield's was in...
what just happened? Did we hit pause and then start someplace new?
No, it's great. It's coming back. Okay. The name of the book, you know, if you read your Garfield books, it says, like, Garfield... A 100th anniversary book or whatever, and then Garfield will say a little funny thing right on the front page, and he says, "In dog years, I'd be dead by now," which I thought was hilarious.
I
don't know how old Helga is in dog years or cat years.
2011 is going to be a great year. I can tell already because I already love the phrase of. If you read your Garfield books, like everybody has a collection, like it's
you don't have a collection of Garfield books.
No,
you were a child of the '80s.
I was, and I had them, but I didn't keep them like as a collection.
Oh, see,
as if it's like Encyclopedia Britannica, the Atlas, and Garfield books.
Yeah, but not in that order.
Which one comes first?
Garfield books.
Yeah, there's more. It's a better wealth of knowledge.
Then the reptile collection of National Geographic's for juniors. That was my prize collection.
Is that where you saw the African lady boobies? Or?
No. It was about prehistoric reptiles. Tiny little lizards. Adorable.
Adorable little lizards.
Yeah, by Zoo Books, the children's...
So you never saw naked women in National Geographic?
I don't even know if that is a thing.
Are you serious? It is so... Oh, okay.
The only... Wow, hook, line, sinker.
Yeah.
The boobies that I've seen most recently are on the movie Babies.
Oh.
That was pretty good.
It's funny because your wife is sitting right next to you.
Pulled their head up from Facebook there to see what we're going to talk
about. Which I also found out recently that your father-in-law listens to this show now, so I feel like I have to tread lightly.
You keep saying that as if it were true.
It is true.
You said that last time that he listens to the show.
No, she told me that he listens.
Oh. Does he? Oh. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Yeah.
I think I blocked that out.
Yeah, you...
I wouldn't have talked so callously about 60-year-old white people in there right here.
No, because she brought it up right in front of you and said that he had listened to a couple episodes and he listens... he went back and listened to a couple episodes and now he listens regularly or something like that. And then I said, oh, man, we're going to definitely have to clean this up now that we know that Mr. Smethurst is hanging on the line. I want to know right now. Let's imagine. I want to make this a segment. Since 2011,
I wasn't done with my dad's quotes.
We're going to come back to your dad.
Sorry. I didn't realize.
2011 segment. I want to figure out as we start this episode, I want to try and guess what Mr. Smethurst is doing while listening to this episode.
Okay.
And he doesn't strike me as a treadmill guy.
No, he's probably driving. That's my bet.
He's driving. Because when I met him at your wedding, he said, and I think we might have talked about it on the show, where he said that he goes, so you and Kevin, you do shows together? I'm like, well, we do a podcast. He's like, a podcast? What's that? I go, well, it's like a radio show on the internet. He's like, oh, can I listen to this? And I went, and he goes, I go, yeah, you probably don't want to. No, I do. I go, what do you need? He goes, do you need a computer? Because I have one of those. And I said, well, and I thought I had it. I thought I had the perfect answer. Hold on, something. Did you open Skype or something?
No, it keeps telling me that it's got some notification.
Oh, yeah.
We have to do the podcast tonight.
So anyway, it says, I figure, oh, I got him nailed. I go, right. Oh, you need an iPod. He's like, I don't have one of those.
Ha-ha.
My kids do.
And I'm like, hey!
And I'm trying to think. I'm like, well, they probably won't lend him one.
Right,
and
right.
I found out he listens. Because he could just stream it through this web browser.
Don't
but I didn't
tell him that.
I know. But now he knows. Is that what happens when you get an email? What is... Am I going to regret giving you this input into the show? Let's have Mr. T talk to Pac-Man.
Oh, gosh, you keep doing that.
Crazy fool.
I got a pocket full of quarters and I'm headed to the arcade.
I pity the fool goes home crying to his mama.
That couldn't have been more perfect.
I got a lot of money, but I'm bringing everything I made.
Pink ensemble and fussy white pumps.
Got a callus on my finger and my shoulder's hurting too.
You know me? Of course you do. That's because I'm famous.
Just as soon as the time blew.
Tall, big, beautiful, and strong.
You're
talking finale to your life, sucker. Not having no firing pins when we attacked by river pirates. They're all in the rest of them Amazonian Indians.
Hey, not bad.
Pac-Man.
It did that on its own. I just mixed two soundboards, huh?
Well done.
Huh?
Well done.
Huh?
I think we're already getting emails for asking Ustream to come back. What's happening right now? All right, let's finish up with your dad. So we know that he sends letters.
So he says, Helga says, hi, Gary. I can see you're very active on Facebook. She actually writes FB, !! Again. A peer of his understands how to use Facebook. He writes back, Helga, comma, return new paragraph. Not really. Two sons play on it all the time and add me. Have a lot of stepsons' relatives on this site mostly. Not sure who he's referring to there, me or John. Both of us.
Two sons and a lot of stepsons.
Yeah, because that's why I was like, wait, does dad just tell me he has another son that I didn't know? Because it's me and my brother, his stepsons, and then our stepbrother, his biological son, our older brother. But that to my math says that's four.
Yeah. I think your dad doesn't understand how Facebook looks, and you just found out he was a rambling man before he and your mom got together.
I wouldn't put it past him. He's a good looking guy.
He's a great stepdad, and he knows what he's good at.
That's right.
So he goes around, he swoops up moms with kids already. He's like, listen, I could fill this paternal role. Check Let's make some magic.
I'll show him how to use the Facebook.
I'm impressed that he knew FB knew it was Facebook.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
That's what I thought was going to go to.
What's an FB? Yeah.
Well, FUBA you too.
Well, I can't tell how long it was in between these two posts, so it might have taken him 15 minutes to look that one up. some of my late wife's brother's kids also. Those would be my cousins, I suppose. I'm usually not.
Yes, that's right.
I'm usually do not go there. I guess there being Facebook.
Although I do like the idea of Facebook being for like young college kids.
Right, right.
And all of a sudden your dad turning on a Valley Girl accent. You know, there's also my late wife's brother's kids, but I don't go there.
Oh, that might make more sense.
I don't go there. You know what I mean?
That's not what he's saying.
I only use it for immediate family only. If it starts getting into cousins and that bullshit, I am out.
In fact,
girl.
Helga, this is your one interaction with
OMFG.
See, that would be what you'd expect.
Yeah.
My son in the Army sent an email for me to sign up again so he could send pictures to me easier. I also have a cousin that I went to her family reunion, and she has about 65 people that are now on my Facebook. Period. New paragraph. Most are her siblings and their siblings. Period. Call it, return. New paragraph. Gary. I read that. I'm like, oh, Dad, rock star.
Oh,
that's great stuff.
I am such a huge fan.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday.
I called him on the way over. He was eating Chinese food.
Mr. Gary Miller.
That's it. Right
I feel
there.
Comfortable giving out his name because we've discussed it multiple times on the show. And if anybody wants to friend on Facebook,
please do. Tell it, Gary Miller, search me.
Well, I mean, if he's not going to go cousins, you know, he's not going to go many, there with random listeners.
Let's see how many. I don't want to close Firefox. How many friends does he have here? 32. He's got 32. He's rocking 32 friends. So I can't imagine him saying no to anybody. Just tell him you're my friend. He'll say yes. Oh, and Mike Miller is on Facebook. That's my brother. And I'm not his friend. I can't even click on his name.
He's blocked you, bro.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, it's going to be an interesting Thanksgiving at the Miller house.
Good thing it's 11 months from now. Lots of time to figure that out.
And a plan.
It's your birthday real soon there, Mr. Warsham. How old are you turning?
I'll be 32. Oh. Always 1 year behind you.
Yeah.
I wish you would tell me who would win the Super Bowl so I would know. But you never tell me. Uh-oh, hold on. We got to pull the show over. Time for radio or traffic and weather coming in on the, what is it, the 15th.
I pity the fool goes home crying to his mama.
That's right. Traffic with Mr. T. Mr. T, what's the 5 look like out there right now?
I don't want to hear another word about your painting because you can't paint nothing.
I'm going to go with there's a lot of road work going out there. He's saying something about painting lines, something about... Mr. T, what I was trying to figure out, how about this? Let's just skip the traffic because it seems to be a sore subject. What's the weather like in, say, Glendale and Southern?
They was from the Mandinka tribe, and they wore their hair like this. When punks start hassling decent people, I make it my business.
The trademark is stupidity.
I think we're going to have to let Mr. T go as a traffic and weather guy.
I don't think he's very good.
Yeah, he's not
very good.
Oh, whoa. Whoa, easy, Mr. T. All right, well, that was traffic and weather with Mr. T. We'll catch up with him in another 12 minutes at the half hour mark. Oh, I guess we're back. Oh, is that the end to it?
Yeah, that's
okay,
the end
all right, good. All right, good.
You scared me. I thought we had to do it again.
Oh, damn it. It's going to be a good year here in the second funniest podcast. It's going to be hard for me to talk about my depression.
I think we do have to make our predictions for the year. Yeah, we have to do a recap of the year 2011.
But you told me no. You can't say no.
What do you mean? We're not saying no to you. We're saying no. We're saying that we want to do predictions.
You're under arrest for the crime of prostitution.
Sam Jackson is much better at this.
He's very good. Maybe we get rid of Mr. T and we make him our traffic and weather guy.
Oh, I don't know how. That could be bad.
Really? You think so?
We talking finale to your life, sucker. Not having no firing pins when we attacked by river pirates. Nor all the rest of them Amazonian Indians. Yes, I'm a Mormon. That's why I just smoked a pack of Newport and drank 3 vodka tonics.
They almost can out-nonsense each other. Like, it would creep me out if they made sense when talking to each other at all.
Like when you get two Teddy Roxpins near each other and they somehow know to speak a language. Right, that could be an issue.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, so 2011.
Let's see.
Remember 2011? How it happened? All the things that went down just this past year?
Oh, man. Let's see.
You had a baby?
I did.
That was probably the
most
biggest news.
That was pretty incredible. Yep. That was the best boy that I've had, second to my son.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because it was a girl.
No.
And that month that you spent dressing
well,
her
it started
up
off its life
like
as
a boy.
It started off its life as a girl. Uh-huh. And then about 3 days in is when the nurses found his penis. So,
which
now,
doesn't say much for how big
no,
her penis is.
Jacob got his junk size from me.
Right.
The new one, which weirdly enough is called Riley, because we were trying to find a boy version of Kylie.
That's pretty good.
And but I think we still
Riley
Joseph
could
Bears
be a girl's name.
Yeah, exactly. It plays yeah both ways. So yeah, yeah. Maybe it's a hermaphrodite. I don't know.
So that was great.
Yeah, that was good times.
I didn't like how Jacob got all territorial on us. Wouldn't let us touch the baby for that week, remember?
Yeah, that was
he like, insisted that he would feed the baby, yeah, bathe the baby.
Well,
called
it was
kind of
cute when
me.
Yeah. The most adorable part for me was when he tried to breastfeed it, and I was like, "Oh, he loves his little
yeah, it was
brother."
Pretty cool,
you know.
Little
but
sister, yeah.
When it, and then when he, but then it was like, "Well, now you're a toddler."
Well, that's the end of the podcast.
Did we just experience a nuclear explosion?
I think so. Yeah. Or,
oh, now there's a fight. I love that we just dodged the war happening in my apartment building. Is this what it's going to be? Is this what it was like when I first
yep
got
to- It was exactly like
no,
this.
No, it was
yep
not just like this.
It was
this
absolutely like this.
No, you're just now you're just playing random explosions. Mine have little quirky things to them, and they have historical significance, you know.
Touch the Muppet Baby.
See? It's...
But you told me no. You can't say no.
Oh, good for you.
It's a trap. Oh, that was too quiet.
It's a trap.
There
all
we go.
Right, maybe I'll leave you alone.
predictions for 2011.
No, this is the things that happened in 2011.
Things that happened in 2011.
Yeah, remember all going, these things.
Here's what's hard
yeah,
about
I know
doing
I know bits.
Yeah, no, difficult not bits. I could do bits.
If
but
we were good at them, we'd be the first funniest podcast. We can't even commit to doing a sound effect. It doesn't make any sense.
What I'm saying is...
Three Marg is stupidity.
That's true.
That's
that one
true
is true.
That
that's a keeper. The but no, but when we did that before, we were it had already happened. You know what I mean? Like
yeah
we talked about what had already happened.
Yeah, that's what we're doing now. We're talking about what has already happened in the year 2011.
Okay.
Because it's all now right the year 2012.
Okay.
It's a terrible transition into a kind of wonky bit.
Okay. Ready?
Anyway.
Do you have something that... Oh, wait, I do.
Oh, yeah, like a time travel?
Let's see.
Yeah. All right. Let's
no
get going in here.
No. 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 I started over. There we go.
Really? I'm going to find a better one while you do that.
What?
I have the whole.
What's wrong with that?
I have the internet at my disposal. 337,000 free sounds on 22,000 soundboards from movies to sports, soundtracks, television, celebrities, history, and travel.
How come we didn't just use that from the beginning?
I don't know. I searched for it.
I could do... oh, wait, hold on. I need to do this, but then I can do...
Huh? The past. It is now in the past.
It's just been boiling. Oh, boy.
This hilarious like things have been happening today. there's been a lot of funny things. One guy grabbed each other on the nose, and the other one said, "But that's okay. I'll just run down this whistle slide."
I think there's something wrong with our time traveling because we meant to only go back a year, and we went back 80 years into like 1910 radio show.
That's a problem.
Yeah, we should.
Still the best one on there.
Oh, Kevin. It's
yeah,
like you got a keyboard that samples in for Christmas and you just want to show everybody
that's
everything you
got
can do.
That's exactly what
you told me no. You can't say no.
We I don't know why he keeps butting in. Why
I love that you have to react to it every time.
Why can't he just wait till we call him and then show up?
All right, that's fair enough.
All right.
We will wait.
I mean, I understand he's a big A-list celebrity. He's in a shit ton of movies. I'm just saying, show a little bit of respect for our casa.
One of us has made a gross error.
Yes, and it's you, Mr. Jackson. You
call an ambulance!
For what?
That's Coble in the gang. You know, we don't want to fuck your shit up.
Well, you are. That's my point that I'm trying to make. If you wait and give me a chance to get the show going and do everything that we need to do.
Don't do that. Don't fucking blow this shit off.
I'm not trying to blow it off. I think it's a great thing.
Excuse me. Do you normally curse as much?
I haven't cursed, really. No.
Give me a call, all right?
Yes, that's what I want to do. I want to call you when I need you. But until then, I want you...
Don't give me attitude, sir.
I apologize. I'm just saying, for the sake of what we need to do, it's the first show, you know, 2011, year 3.
Kill those suckers!
Thank you, Mr. T. I would like
to... Oh, well done. Yeah, you knew the difference.
I'm not that racist.
Whoa. Too real.
They look alike, but they sound very different.
Way too real. It was way too close together. I'm uncomfortable. We should probably go back and delete most of this podcast.
Did we get through everything that your dad had to say on Facebook?
Yeah. That's it. We're supposed to be doing predictions now, remember?
Yeah, okay. I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Predictions for the year 2011. I think Obama's going to be reelected to another year of presidency.
Yeah. Is that this year? No, that's 2012.
That's why I think he's going to be okay.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you're saying he can do whatever he wants in the year 2011?
Yeah, he's fine. He's going to be reelected. Right. He doesn't have to worry about coming back for 12. 13 he should worry about.
What does that even mean?
He's got 12 on lockdown. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Got it.
Let's see. What else? I predict that... who do you think is going to win Best Picture next year?
Oh, in 2011?
Mm-hmm.
Or this year? Probably that pirate movie, Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's a good movie.
And
Best Picture, Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, wait. That's not even out yet. That wasn't out last year. I don't know. Let's see. I would like to pretend that Tangled could get a nomination. I think that's reasonable.
It'll go for animated, but Toy Story's going to whoop its ass.
Yeah, that's what I think is...
Toy Story's definitely going to be in the top running. Now they're doing 10 movies.
So I think Toy Story and Tangled... could have a chance of being nominated as Picture of the Year.
Okay.
I don't think Toy Story will win. It'll win Best Animated Feature, I think. But
yeah, I don't know that it'll win Best Picture.
I don't think it can win Best Picture.
There's got to be something else that's better than that. True Grit.
Yeah, I feel like that's the one everybody wants. I think in 2012 it'll be Cowboys versus Aliens. that'll be the movie.
Are you very excited about that?
Because I can't tell you how excited I am.
Looks so good. And you know what I'm most excited about? Here's the thing for people listening. If you're not following Jon Favreau on Twitter, you need to, because he's a guy who, from what I understand through just seeing his tweets, is that he responds to his fans' questions and has conversations with them.
Will you go to lunch with me?
Well, not to that level, but like they ask questions about Cowboys.
Can I be in your movie?
Cowboys and Aliens and stuff, and he answers them. Like there was cool. Something about, was there, hey, I saw this thing on the poster or whatever. It looks a little hokey. And he's like, well, I didn't really have a say in that. I think it looks hokey too, you know, stuff
really?
Like
that's
that.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really, and he talks about inside stuff. I saw the behind the scenes, because my son is a huge Iron Man fan. I saw the behind the scenes stuff on the making of on the Blu-ray.
Right.
And he's tweeting constantly, like he's taking pictures of Mickey Rourke getting ready in the first look at the costume that they had for Whiplash. He took a picture. He goes, oh, the Twitter people will love this. You know,
that's pretty cool.
He might have been doing a bit like I can't tweet this or whatever, but he wanted pictures on his phone of it. But yeah, definitely check him out, because that's what I'm most excited about, is that he's directing it. He's the one that's doing it. So I'm way stoked about that. What else for 2011? I think I'm going to have a good Valentine's Day.
Oh, why is that?
I don't know. I'm just thinking.
That's very sweet.
Trying to be optimistic.
Yeah.
My New Year's resolution is to learn to play the guitar this year.
Oh, that's good.
I think my prediction is that I'm going to fail that. But I also predict that I'm going to try and do something where I don't have to be on the road so much.
I can see that. We make this podcast great.
I know, right?
We just need more comedy in it.
I know. If we could have more... We need more quotable soundbite celebrities.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Samuel. And again, I
don't want to hear about no motherfucking ifs.
Ifs? Did he say ifs or nymphs?
Well, I'm a mushroom cloud laying motherfucker, motherfucker.
Did he just crop dust this room? Oh, wow.
That's it.
Samuel Jackson just farted and left the studio. Oh. That's disgusting, Samuel. You need one of these.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah.
You're right. You got me.
I wish I tried to find a way to get this on your computer, but I couldn't. I got so relaxed that I thought I could just keep talking to you without having the microphone in front of me.
You're like, oh, what's over here? I'm going to get these.
Maybe we should just stop here. Maybe 2011, we just make it a half hour
show. We have a whole other episode to do after this.
I know,
I feel like we're running out of gas now. This cannot be good.
Well, at first, here's the thing. I went into it thinking that I would, like, there was so much stuff that I had to talk about, and now I feel like I don't have that much to talk about. Here's what happens, though. This is what I know. I was good because I was ramped up. I was angry at my wife, and right. I was amped up. I was ready to go off and tired, but I'm working, and this is another resolution that I have where I'm trying to work on not being so rantish, if you would.
Yeah.
So I tried to rein it in.
Niggas love to keep it real.
Oh, boy.
Real dumb.
Didn't mean to click on that, but I also didn't think he was going to say the N word.
It's Chris Rock. When is he not saying that word? Here's what we could do.
Racism everywhere. Everybody pissed off. Black people yelling racism. White people yelling reverse racism. Chinese people yelling sideways racism. And the Indians ain't yelling shit because they dead. So everybody bitch about how bad they people got it. Nobody got it worse than the American Indian. Everybody need to calm the fuck down. Indians got it bad. Indians got it the worst. You know how bad the Indians got it? When's the last time you met two Indians? You ain't never met two Indians.
Really? We're going to listen to...
I've seen a polar bear ride a fucking tricycle in my lifetime. Never seen an Indian family just chilling out at Red Lobster. Never seen it.
It just goes on and on. It's a soundboard. These are like things you can download and then make them your sound effects on your cell phone. So I guess that one's supposed to be a ringtone. Could you imagine getting that as a ringtone? It's still going.
That's a human resources nightmare is what that is. I was going to do our emails. We got an email from Jeremy where he says, in The Wizard, Jimmy's twin sister saved him from drowning in the river. That's how she died.
Oh.
So
that's why he cared so much?
Yeah, that's
remember
why.
Remember The Wizard? We spent an entire episode talking
about it. Yeah, he goes, your episode-long review of the movie made me go back and watch it. So that was the point. You're welcome, Jeremy.
You know what that also means is that he had the movie on hand.
No, he probably got it somewhere on Netflix or something. According to Wikipedia, Kevin was correct about the original lyrics of Chick's La Freak song. Do you know what he's talking about there?
No, I don't even.
This is what happens when we don't do emails immediately.
Yeah. Chick's La Freak song.
Yeah, it's C-H-I-C apostrophe S-L-E-F-R-E-A-K song.
You're just making words now.
No. Yeah, with letters. That's how it works.
Chick La Freak. I have no idea what that is.
He said that I guess you were quoting I'm assuming that you were quoting some kind of lyrics, and maybe I said you were wrong.
That which you would normally be wrong if you quoted me, if you said I was
wrong. You were wrong.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah. That's the name of this song. And I said, fuck you. That was the original.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Instead of freak out,
yeah, instead of freak out, it's fuck you.
Oh,
fuck you.
Explicit. He also goes on to say Justin's new favorite song, "Fuck You" by CeeLo, who also did a hip hop version of the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song, was actually performed by Gwyneth Paltrow on the Glee episode, The Substitute, Season 2, Episode 7.
Eeg.
Wow.
That's pretty specific.
He is impressive. He's a Gleek. I think it has
Was that what they're called?
Yeah.
I mean, you're a Glee fan.
You're a Glee fan.
Is that still in Season 1? Where are we in that show?
I think it's Season 2. They just finished Season 2.
Yeah.
And then, so this is going to be Season 3. No, they're going to be finishing Season 2 this year.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Right.
And then he also goes on to send in some suggestions for the theme song that you already heard. So that was good times on that.
How many of his suggestions did you use?
All of them.
Oh, that was nice of you.
And then also, this is also, I think, pretty exciting. Steven says, what's up, guy? I think he meant guys, or maybe he's just talking to me. I like it either way.
Maybe
I
just he's just talking to me. Yep. He could be just talking to me.
That's true. He's going to my computer, so I'm pretty sure he's talking to me.
Is
granted, he did not know that.
Yeah.
Kevin at Second Funniest Podcast. No, because I asked you if you wanted that. No, this is show.
I said I didn't want that?
Yeah.
You sure? I'm always apt to have another email address.
No, well, you said yes, and you went, no, I have too many emails as it is.
Oh, well, I was probably in a bad mood that day. Give me another email address.
I found your show looking up Sly 4, and now that you said that it is coming out, Kevin, if you can, for a show, why don't you get Matt Olson, the guy who played Bentley, and Chris Murphy, the guy who played Murray. I think it would be a nice. It would be nice to see you guys back before Sly 4 comes out, and hope I hear back from you guys.
Yeah, I think we can do that as per your email. What's this guy's name?
Steven.
I'm gonna call him Suave.
Give him a what would be a well. I guess they don't really have nicknames in Sly 4.
No, they
cool
do.
Sly 4. Oh, they do.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If he was a thief, he would have as in most Hollywood crime heist movies. Everybody has a handle.
Okay.
Or a title. For their specialty. So, Sly is the thief, Bentley is the brains, Murray is the bronze, or something. There'll be the muscle and the thinker, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, Steve, he is the inquisitor.
Ooh.
Because he's got good questions that promote.
You're welcome, Steve. I also know from his email that he's a Met fan.
Oh.
And he is the.
Like you know, Snoopy and all those insurance people. He's really into getting. Affleck run for
yes.
its money.
Yes, Kevin.
I don't understand.
Yes, Kevin. A young man who plays video games is also an avid fan of life insurance.
Well, that seems a little weird.
Maybe that's what we could do is we could start a trend where people could just say, fuck you. Instead of saying, fuck you, they can go, freak out.
Yeah, I like it. That's going to be our contribution to pop culture.
You know what? Freak out. Because that's what I felt like you were doing to me by making fun of you for the Met fan. I felt like you were saying, oh, fuck
freak you.
Where do you stand on this thing of where you make an adaptation of a curse word?
You mean like on Friends, how they had, or Frack on...
on Battlestar Galactica.
I think it's the most brilliant
thing
ever.
It on television. A lot of people hate it, but I like it on television.
Yeah, you got to do it.
But like I mean, as
Dwight
a person...
goes, F. It's pretty great.
But as a person who, you know, like I'm assuming it's that you're not supposed to curse, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So as a person...
You mean me?
Yeah.
Well, I've said several words on this podcast.
Oh, I know. I know that I'm sure your father-in-law is very pleased to now be hearing.
I love you, Rick.
What if... I'm getting too many subjects going on in my head, but I just thought, like, what if he... Because he's such a big fan of you at the wedding. Like, he was like, I'm just so happy that she's with such a great guy. And then what if he listens to 3 episodes? I imagine that it's your association with me. Because I think I've said way more off-color things than you have ever said.
Well, he loves you just as much as he loves me.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He told me at the wedding, he pulled me aside and said, you know, I'm just so encouraged by... what the relationship that you and Justin have with each other. And he quoted a biblical reference. I think it was David and somebody and said that the Bible quotes that they have a really strong brothership, even though they're not related. And he said, that's clearly what you two have together. So he loves you just as much as he, maybe not as much, but you're not riding on my ticket.
Oh, okay.
You're
I'm my own person.
Yeah,
I got my own little section of the Smethurst heart.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. I'm glad I fake cried at your reception. Then that helped.
Wait a minute, what? That's not very cool.
I need that on my computer too, because I can't say fuck you to you.
It's much better than Mr. T. This is what I should have been doing that time. The best part is I'm manually bringing the volume down on my computer so that it fades out.
Do you want to? I can change it to where you're at a knob you could reach or something.
Nah, it's all good. This is funny.
Or I could just turn you off, then you can't say it to me.
Wait a minute. I don't think I like that. You turned it off.
No, I didn't. It's back up.
Oh, I had it on mute.
But I'm like, here's my philosophy has always been about the cursing thing that I think that it's just everybody still knows what you're trying to say. You know what I mean?
In Christian circles, the belief that you can say, "Oh my gosh," is actually you're just replacing the Lord's name in vain with another nonsensical word because it all means the same thing. There are circles that believe that sort of thing. So yeah, I mean it's definitely true because it's not about the word itself that makes it bad.
It's the intent.
It's the intent behind it. Yeah, absolutely. That's why in our Christian circles, especially within certain Christian circles that I walk within a lot of responsible members of our community, see how I safely navigated.
They're listening.
Not saying who they were. Uh-huh. but we're not afraid to use curse words because they're a part of our culture and they're a part of our vernacular. So we're not dropping a lot of F-bombs at elder meetings, I'm sure. They might be. I don't know. I'm not an elder.
You've heard Daniel Tosh's bit, though, about that, right? He has a pretty...
Tosh 2.0. Like,
yeah, he goes, he starts off and he says some kind of F-bomb and he goes, "I know, Comedy Central said don't fucking cuss." But it's like, I don't even know that cussing is wrong. Like, what if you show up to the pearly gates at St. Peter's like, "What the fuck is up, man?" You're like, nice. "Wait, what?" He's like, "Why? What's wrong?" He goes, "Didn't you just say the F word?" He's like, "Are you fucking kidding me? Hell yeah, I said the F word. Isn't that against the rules?" "Fuck no! Come on, get the fuck in there. Let's have a good old fucking time. All right, let's fucking do this." Like, that's his joke.
That sounds pretty good.
That's funny. I like it.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think it's silly. I wish that it's weird that I do clean comedy, but I don't. I have these like opinions about cursing, and I curse.
But you
so
do that
much
for
on this show.
You do it for, not religious. What was it?
Professional.
Say? Professional. Yeah, you do it for marketing purposes. Is the word
kind
I was trying
of.
To say.
I when I started, that's what I did it as. When I started to dip away from it, I realized that I just didn't like the way it made me feel for whatever reason.
That's funny.
Like, I think it's that in my mind, and I'm not saying this about other people, I just think in my mind it makes it easy.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it easy for me just to be able to drop an F-bomb. And I think that there are people that could get away with saying that kind of stuff, and it doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, I think on stage I don't look like a guy who curses.
That's true.
For whatever reason, that's just who
I am. If you went
to
the redneck world... They would expect it.
No, even when I've done that. I've
really?
Done that in Birmingham, Alabama. Like, I didn't curse because it was corporate weeks or whatever, but I don't know. I just think that there are people that look like they should be cursing and there are people that don't. Like Samuel L. Jackson, definitely. Not that I need to hear from you, Sam. I'm just saying.
I don't want to go to
he's
that
a guy.
It's a lot of work.
Could have just left it as I said no.
Yeah.
But there could be, sorry, I just hiccuped into the mic, but there could be a lot of people listening going, "Oh, we're going to put Samuel Jackson
come.
What if that becomes a thing that puts us on the map? I hope not.
Samuel Jackson? Yeah. Why didn't you care? They're listening.
Yeah, but they're not really listening
to us. You get
to
stay at home with your babies.
That's how somebody gets a cease and desist real quick. Hey, Samuel Jackson picks up the phone and really does call us. Say,
can we air that?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it'd
if he calls us at 408-228-4911.
Is Brent Spiner going to get on the show?
Nope.
Is that happening? Have you called
happen.
Him? Have you emailed him?
I've
like
emailed him multiple times.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I thought just how many is multiple?
Three or four, maybe.
Oh, well, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Okay. I stand corrected.
What corrected? When was there a
TVs
fight?
How many TVs do you have in your house?
One?
No.
One.
Why don't you have one in your bedroom?
Because that's not for watching TV.
I'm just asking.
That's for getting my freak on. Freak on.
I now know why they have people, interns, that just sit by the computer and do all that stuff, because it's hard to react.
Yeah, you can't be in the moment and hit that at the right time. Oh, good for you! Don't do that. That's just annoying. Now people are going to stop listening.
No, they're going to start, because it's character-driven.
Nope. Nope, no.
Okay, it's over. It's okay.
Okay.
It's over. See, you didn't believe me?
I saw your face, and I was like, and I was going to talk to the listener for a moment and go, "Look, he doesn't know." And I turned him down. He's trying to figure out why it's not working.
What's wrong with this stupid thing?
Why is it broken?
Math is hard.
Why is it broken? What? I thought you had something.
I don't know. We have several doors still open, I think. There's
oh, really?
Things in them. I don't know what else
we
you have to
covered
say.
The cursing thing. That's
yep,
done.
That's done. We still
covered
talk about, yeah, we talked about my father-in-law. We need to talk about more predictions. Or are you done with that?
I don't know what to predict. Like,
oh, did you have more emails, I guess? That
no.
Was it. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's go through the months. January, Super Bowl. Well, it's more February. So who's going to win the Super Bowl?
I think this year it's going to be the Atlanta Falcons.
Really? I think it's the Patriots.
No.
I'll put money on it.
Okay.
He's having his best year ever.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That's how the football. That's how the NFL works. Like, you have these teams that everybody's like, that's the one, and it's never that one. The Patriots used to be the team that everybody was like, the other guys are the ones, yeah. And then the Patriots started winning.
Yeah, except for the third time they won.
It was everybody the Rams. Well, yeah, it took them three times before they finally were respected, and then it wasn't until like the fourth time that they're like, well, maybe we could consider them a dynasty, really? Four times in a decade, and then you could consider them a...
Well, it's three times in a decade. Yeah, but they were undefeated and then lost the Super
yeah,
Bowl.
Yeah.
And I stopped watching football for 2 years.
Are you that heavy into the Patriots?
I was that year. Don't you remember that year? When all I've ever wanted since I got into football, the only thing I ever wanted to see, since we don't have a team here in L.A., is an undefeated team. And that's the thing I looked
that,
at
yeah.
at stats and saw the 72 Dolphins had an undefeated season at 14-0. And I was like, that's what I want
to
see.
But did the Patriots make it all the way to the Super Bowl and
yes.
then lose? Okay.
Yes.
Who beat them?
The Giants, Eli
oh,
Manning.
That's right. Yeah.
And their little posse of
with the jerks. That's the helmet catch, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. That was a good game.
Really? I was so angry.
I thought it was a great game.
I was so sad and depressed. I was at your house. Have we ever not celebrated a Super Bowl together in the past 12 years?
No.
Ever since the Patriots won. In 2001, I think, or 2002, we've been watching Super Bowls together.
Yeah, because I think you always came. It had to be after
2002 was the first year I yeah. cared about the Super Bowl as an adult.
Yeah, it was after I was married is when we mm-hmm. started. That's yep. what I was trying to think.
We've never missed one.
You came over to my dad's house that one time, mm-hmm. and I got that projector because I was an AV tech. That was
yeah,
pretty cool. That was the year that Natalie was watching Tom Brady, amazing quarterback, mm-hmm. and he threw an incomplete pass, yep. and they're like, I don't know who that Brady guy is, but they got to get rid of him. Wow, Natalie. Wow. Like, my wife doesn't understand how to just watch the game and enjoy right. and just sit there like a woman should. But at the same time, she also isn't interested in learning the aspects of the game mm-hmm. so that when she yells at the TV, she has a reason to yell at the
TV. She
has
opinions. And,
yeah, she just develops. It's like, can you imagine how nice it would be to be able to go through your life and just be able to make flash judgments on anything and just feel like you're absolutely correct?
Like, I think I know somebody like that.
Who?
Natalie, I'm sure.
Wait, are you talking about my wife too?
No. Yes. Yes, I am. Okay. Definitely talking about your wife.
Oh, not yours?
Not mine.
Because she listens. Or your father-in-law.
He knows.
What if he's sitting there? He's in his truck right now going, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's all right, brother. Yeah. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. Eventually, they just wear you down and you just give in to whatever they want. So don't even worry about it, buddy. Just find yourself a little binky and go for it.
I don't have to make that sound effect anymore. Oh, much better. That's good.
But like, I always feel like I have to educate myself and figure out, hey, this is the right way to do things and everything. But she could just watch a football game and feel completely comfortable going, they need to get Tom Brady out of there. That guy's stupid.
Yeah.
Just because he throws a single incomplete pass. Like, doesn't understand that he's probably had the highest completion rate of anybody that year. And
it's just that one. Well, and she has very little investment. If you watched So You Think You Can Dance and you watch the finals and be like, well, so-and-so Chelsea Burkalapper, she sucks. Get her out of there.
Here's what I say when I watch yep. So You Think You Could Dance is I go, I say things like, I don't know if it's because I'm not a dancer and I'm uneducated, but I don't like this because...
You preference it.
Yeah.
Preference
I feel like I express my honest opinion in that. I don't know if I'm right, but my issue watching this as a layperson is that I don't buy that a 16-year-old understands what it means to be in a physically abusive relationship.
Right.
They always are making these stupid, you know, teenagers, and then they're not stupid. They, you know, they just have stupid dreams. But I'm saying they make these stupid teenagers express emotions that they have no concept of how that, like,
true perspective on
it's like
them, yeah.
it's the same thing as doing high school theater, like yeah. there's very few plays that have themes that you could completely get a grasp on and mm-hmm. relate to your mm-hmm. high school issue, you know what
yeah,
I mean, what
course.
You're going through as a teenager, you're always trying to pretend to be what you think an adult thinks and feels.
We did a play we went to Washington High School and we ended up doing a play about gang violence that for completely unintended reasons was also called Voices from Washington High. And I always wondered if the drama teacher decided to do that show because the name was in, like, read it and like, yeah. oh, this is acceptable. But it was about high schoolers and then two or three students ended up playing our parents and that kind of thing. but it was set in New Jersey, which could not be more further from Northern California, and where one guy comes into school and brings gang violence with him. So, like, they introduce this one kid, and he's able to create, like, a crew and get guns and suddenly create drugs, and how he transforms the school into a gang-ridden high school.
Do you know if that's how it really happens?
I don't think that's how it happens at all. I think it's through neighborhoods, and kids grow up, and they're in gangs. But my mom, of course, went and saw every show I ever did, and sometimes multiple times, and enjoyed the show and congratulated me and everything. And then later, my brother said, I wish you hadn't done that stupid show. I said, well, why? He says, I wanted to go to the park the other day, and mom said, are there boys with guns there? We're like the white breadiest. I mean, it was a little rednecky in parts of where we lived in Fremont, but you, no gang violence. There were gangs, but there were gangs. The worst thing they did was wrote XIV on a wall in crayon. Like they weren't even willing to do it in spray paint because
I'd seen it on MTV.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think this is what we should be doing. I don't know. Let's go to 7-Eleven and get a donut. I don't.
Better yet, let's get 14 of them.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we'll find a cigarette on the ground and light it on fire. I don't know.
I try to breathe it in because I don't want to put the butt in my mouth. That's gross.
It was in somebody else's mouth. That's Fremont, California.
Speaking of Natalie being judgmental, she saw a homeless person walking across the street, and then she goes, that person is trying to find a cigarette in the middle of the road.
Oh,
like that was.
How did,
like,
she gauge that?
Because like she saw the chick kind of pick, like bend over and look around on the floor or whatever. Right. And then when she got someplace, she went, oh, and she found a butt that she goes. And then she saw her like open up a can where it looked like she had 18 or 20 little butts of cigarettes. Oh. She goes, I could not imagine there being anything that I would want so bad that I would go around and scrounge together. Like, how much tobacco could really be left in that thing? Like, wow. Again, another snap judgment from my wife.
Did she say all that stuff? I think that's accurate. That sounds about right. Somebody's
well, to me, I just feel like, I guess the real answer is it's not the judgment that bothered me. It's just like, why do you care? Like, why are you burning calories concerned with what this homeless person does?
It's what keeps her active, keeps her alive. When she stops doing that, she's going to stop breathing. So,
a shark of judgment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Shark Jesus would not be happy about that.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, good for you.
It's funny what they teach us. You remember those DARE programs and everything? Mm-hmm. And it's funny what sticks with you from as a child. But we had one police officer who was trying to tell us why we shouldn't do drugs and cigarettes. And he said that one of these kids that he arrested ended up going to juvie. And he said, in juvie, you're not allowed to smoke cigarettes because you're underage, but you can eat all the candy you want. And so he asked his family to give him a bunch of candy, and he took gum, chewed it, and then set it on the window ledge and allowed ants to come. This is again his story, and said that he would wait till the ants to come, and then he would just tap them to kill them, but not smush them or grind them, and waited until he had a pile of dead ants and then rolled them into a candy wrapper and smoked them. Because he was so desperate for a cigarette that he thought maybe that this would satisfy that craving for cigarettes.
So he fished for ants.
Uh-huh. Yep. Nothing
to
better
create
to
a cigarette.
To build an ant cigarette. And and here's the thing is that I know this story.
What gum do you have to chew to get off of that?
Exactly. Nice. I was probably in the fourth grade, maybe, and that guy told me that story is embedded in my brain.
I couldn't remember every single thing a DARE officer told me.
That would stick with you. Like, really? And I remember even thinking, what is the educational value of this story? Is the, like, really? I don't want to smoke cigarettes because I don't want to be so addicted and desperate that I'm going to stab ants.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Really? That's
because I don't think
me?
I'd push it to that level.
Because I think what you're telling me to do is go home and burn some ants in a candy wrapper. Because I need to try and taste that and see if that
to
is
make
worth
sure. What if that's my thing?
Yeah.
We don't know the health benefits. From what I understand, ants are high in protein.
That's right. Maybe when I smoke them, I'll get the power of an ant. There's only two ways to find out.
You'd have to smoke them with a radioactive lighter.
That's one of the ways.
I do remember the DARE officer coming to my class and saying, because it's in my act where they said that if somebody's hitting you at home, you call the police. And I remember going, where's the line?
Yeah.
Like, because this was back when this was pre-timeout era. So everybody was getting a whooping. And
well, at least in your rednecky neighborhood.
You got timeouts.
No, we got hit.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say. nobody was getting timeouts.
In fact, my dad even said, I think you're smarter to take a whooping than a timeout because it's over. As soon as you get hit, you can go back to doing whatever it was you were doing.
Is this Facebook dad that was saying this?
Yeah, of
That's
course.
Great.
I only have one.
That's great.
Facebook dad. See,
but you, like, to me, I feel like for you to, I guess you just got hit once. Mine weren't just once. Mine was an ordeal. Like, it was either getting thumped in the head or I'd get hit twice, and then my dad would yell at me, and then he would send me to my room, and then I'd have to sit in my room, and then he would come in very calm, like almost weird calm. Like, it would just be like, you son of a bitch! Ha, 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 pow, pow! And then he'd go, now go to your room! Get in there! Go! Get out of my face! And I'm like, oh, I'd be crying, and then I'd calm down, and then 10 minutes later, this different man would come into my room. And he would be like, okay, so you made me a little angry back there, and I'm not exaggerating, by the way, but you made me a little angry back there. Do you know why? Do you know what you did that made me angry?
I smoked some ants.
Kind of, yeah. If you're going to smoke in my house, you smoke cigarettes, because you're going to bring ants into the house, and they get into the cupboards.
I just wanted to try.
I know you want to try it. I know you're experimental, but listen, tobacco's the way to go, son. It's been an export of our great nation for over 200 years now.
Seems like a contradictory message, but okay.
What do you mean contradictory?
I just mean, why should you want me to smoke? I'm 7.
I don't want you to smoke ants. I want you to smoke cigarettes like an American.
Why would you want me to smoke a cigarette at all? I'm 7 years old.
Are you arguing with me right now? You listen to me, you son of a bitch! Ha, 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 ha. Now go to your room! Get out of my face!
I'm in my room! Everybody.
You stay here! You stay right here, and you think about this!
I'm thinking, it hurts. My face.
And then 10 minutes later... Okay, and you understand? I'm talking about the second time now.
Okay.
Why you made me...
yeah. Can I go watch Batman now?
Yeah, go for it. I love you.
Okay, I love you too.
So,
would you like an ad pack?
And so it was always like... So I remember thinking like... I think at one point I even asked the question, what is hitting? You know what I mean? Because like I kind of was like, I think we all get spanked. You know what I mean? Like, so is it for nothing? Like, because that's really the... Like now it's different. Now if I decide to wall off, you know, and start wailing on my son... He can technically go and contact an officer, and then, you know, they'll come down and they'll interview and all that stuff. But
right
before, it would have to be unwarranted.
Like, which would be impressive because he's like 2, right?
So. Well, he knows how to work an iPhone. He can only look at pictures. He hasn't figured out how to dial out. But I'm just saying that, you know.
I was trying to remember what DARE stood for. Do you remember?
Drug awareness. That bothers me. What's that R? It's something education. Drug awareness. I don't know. Did you find it or no? Oh, I'm wrong?
Hey, look at that. That was pretty good. Of course you're wrong. You didn't even get half of it, but your first part was wrong. Drug abuse resistance education.
Got it.
Yeah.
Dang it.
That's why it would be so weird, which is now it's called, they don't even do that anymore. It's like talk, have questions.
And, yeah, they call it, like, it's called have questions.
Yeah.
That doesn't make a great
Q&A.
Shirt.
Q&A.
Do they still keep the circle with a line through it?
No, now it's like a kind of an open arms, like, you know, mom kind of shrugging her shoulders like, okay.
Have questions.
Have questions. It's okay. Here, let me hold you.
Have questions, we'll travel.
I'll hold your hair back while you're vomiting after getting pregnant. .com.
I remember when they also did strangers with, you know, like, you know, don't get talk to guys with white vans.
Right,
And candy and all that stuff. But I do remember thinking, well, how do you know what technically is abuse, and trying to decide, because I knew what my dad did hurt, and I knew there were times that I didn't think I was like it warranted. Like, I was like, I don't think I needed to get hurt because I puked on the floor. No, he never hit me because I puked, but because I made, like, if I spilled something, he would hit me.
Oh man!
But well, you only spilled shit once. Yeah. I mean, as we could sit here and look at it and go, that's some fucked up shit. Well, I don't know. If you look at it from his perspective.
No wonder when Natalie knocks things on the ground, you come unglued.
Yeah. Yeah. She's an adult. She's an adult. You are a guest.
Oh, well, that's very
different.
Nice.
I don't know how that makes sense.
Start peeing all over the chair here. We had some women that came and taught us the safety yell. And I think they were trying to get this.
Like fire?
Yeah. I think they were trying to get it caught on as, like, if you're being attacked by somebody or something goes wrong, you don't scream because kids scream all the time and that just becomes background noise. You don't yell help because it's the same thing. It just sounds like noise. So they taught us how to do
it. I was just thinking that that's a screwed up thing that you're supposed to yell fire.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of help, because if you yell help, people are going, they don't need help.
Right, exactly. But if you yell fire, then they'll come
crap.
And like, she's getting raped. But if you yell rape, you just sound like an annoyed girl. That's what they were trying to fight. Is like,
if you yell fire, oh, she's getting raped. I better go.
I better go.
Because my thought was, if I heard somebody yell fire, well, then they're giving me a heads up. I better run away.
Right, right, right.
Fire's behind me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're not going to run to the thing.
I'm not a firefighter.
Yep. It's like in movies where somebody's protecting something in a room. So you set off an explosion in another part of the house. So they run to it. Like, wouldn't it make sense that if you're protecting something and there's an explosion in the house, you wouldn't go anywhere because you think somebody's coming?
You're like, great. They're not here. They didn't get the package.
That's right. They come in here. They're either blowing up from that explosion.
Yeah.
But it always works in movies.
Yeah. And what also always works is every henchman guard is always interested in whatever whacked out bird noise that never is real.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, woo-woo-hoo! What is what? We're in the middle of a desert. Why is there a pigeon here?
I can't imagine that would be a person making that noise.
Like every, I want to say ornithologist is the technical term.
See, the problem is that somebody put that in a movie in 1948, and then everybody after that's like, well, that's how you get rid of
it.
That's how it goes. So these women, they were teaching us the safety yell, which was essentially a diaphragm. They taught us what a diaphragm was. I fell in love with it because it was going to be a theater boy. But you kind of sit on your diaphragm and you make this sound. Like that. And if you're a little kid, you learn that you can make that sound for a very long time because it requires very little air. It's very loud and it's a great sound.
I'm glad I didn't have your dare, officer.
So the rule was, if you heard that sound, no matter what you were doing, wherever you were, you stopped and you made the sound as well. So you didn't run to it. You didn't run away from it. You just stopped, dropped, and so eventually, I guess the idea was that you would be, you know, somewhere and there would just
it's
be
like
this,
Twitter before Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be this cacophony of and then a parent is supposed to hear that and go, well, what's going on? But, you know, thinking about it now, if you hear a bunch of kids, you just hear a wall of noise. They're not pointing in the direction I heard it over there. So you don't know where the origin is.
Yeah.
All you hear is like, somewhere out there, a child is getting attacked.
It's not like a video game where you have to go back and touch a kid and then that kid turns off. And you
can exactly. Yeah, exactly. That would be a sweet game. This is just, I know somewhere out. This is sad. They all know it. Some kid has just got snatched up. They went on for an hour because there's no turnoff call. All clear. They didn't build that into the system. What was that? Couldn't have been a human. I'm going to go see if that's some sort of bird out here
like,
in the desert.
Almost, it's so funny how everything adults do to try to help kids almost ends up making it harder.
Yeah.
Because like that, to me, with that, when you made the point of where there's no turnoff, there's no all clear sign. Yeah. Like, to me, it's just, you just got 200 kids in a quarter mile radius to make the loud noises so they couldn't hear the one you're raping.
Exactly.
It just provided atmosphere noise.
But see, this was during a time when Punky Brewster was on the air. How did someone describe it? It was a softer, slightly more retarded era in our life. Like, just it is more sincere, more genuine, and just a little stupid. Like, really? That's a good idea?
Do you think we're going to notice the stupid things that they teach our kids?
I don't know, but I kind of look around, even in the past 10 years, I look at where we are now, and I think we're finally at a place as a culture where I think we've been trying to get for about, since the 80s, it feels like this is where we wanted to. You look at computers, they're pretty seamless. Wi-Fi works. You can have, you know, we watched that on New Year's Day. The moment after they showed four iPhones on the screen at the same time, all showing different things. No one went, oh, crap, it didn't work, and have to reboot their phone on air, you know, or like jerky cam. It's flawless. Like, technology is seamless. I feel like we're finding a place where we're kind of comfortable as a culture, and something's going to come around the corner in the next 2 years and just jack it all up again.
Like, Bluetooth was that way, I think.
Exactly.
Cell phones were just getting to where, like, you weren't dropping as many calls, and then okay, now you can put this little thing in your ear, and you could do voice dialing.
Yeah,
so you
exactly.
hold down a button and go, call Kevin. And then the thing goes, did you say Gall Geiger?
No, I didn't say Gall Geiger. It's not even a word.
I like.
Boop, 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 boop. This is the DARE official.
Kids in trouble.
All clear. All clear. taking care of that. Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, we're finally at a place where everything's kind of seamless. So I'll be interested to see if something does come and jack it up in the next few years, or if we can continue. Because I was, like, last week driving home from your house. There, on the way home, there's just a family in a truck or an RV or whatever with their DVD player in the backing. They're watching SpongeBob. Now cars come standard with that. And when I was a kid, my biological father put an entertainment unit inside his minivan, hooked up a regular TV, opened the thing up, and drilled in a place for an audio cable, and then mounted a speaker in the backside of the
thing. Before his time, this guy.
Yeah, exactly. And then put contact shelf paper and loaded it up with a VCR, because that's all we had at the time, and that's how they entertained
us. I was talking about this
hours.
On the dad podcast that our kids are going to have no idea what a VHS tape is. And we called them video bricks. Why do you keep smashing that brick into the box? Like, what's that going to do?
Video brick.
Because my son was watching How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the animated one, over the Christmas, or whether when we were up at the cabin. And he wanted, when it's over, he goes, let's watch it again. And so my nephew was like, oh, okay. And he hit rewind. Mm-hmm. And he's just sitting there. My son is used to instant access DVDs, nonlinear, you know. And so he's like, watch it again. And my nephew's trying, no, it's a VHS. We have to go back. I'm like, he doesn't know. He knows how to say Blu-ray. He knows there's a difference between a Blu-ray and a DVD. Like,
right.
He knows Blu-ray is better. But he doesn't know what a VHS is. You're blowing his mind right now. He's like, play it again. And then he's like, no, I can't right now. He's like, oh, we're going to play it. Like, he thinks he's screwing with him.
Right, right, right.
He's like, no, it's got to rewind. It's only an hour-long show, but it takes 15 minutes before we can watch it again. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, that four-speed rewind. that's some great stuff.
We're done.
Hey, look at that.
We did it. Oh, you know, I did want to... Oh, sorry.
I was going to say welcome back to my brother. He comes back from Korea tomorrow night.
Nice.
January 5th, after serving a year in Korea.
Does he know how long he has to go back out? Or?
The usual transition is another 3 years, so he'll.
Oh, that's great!
You spend one in that might be after 1 year. He may have a soft excursion for a certain amount of time. He may have to go
like
somewhere.
A domestic or a base.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Not in a war zone.
Well, yeah, exactly. They'll move to Oklahoma. We know that there's a base there. And they may end up moving his entire platoon to another
regiment.
Regiment? I don't know what it is in Army. I hope he's not listening. Down to Texas, I think he said they might move. And I was like, well, Texas is a far better place than Oklahoma because. Lord knows there is nothing happening in Oklahoma.
How dare you?
Have you been there?
Yes.
Have you really?
Yeah.
There's nothing happening in that state.
I mean, Texas has metropolis areas, but I mean, what does he do? Does he?
We work. I mean, if it weren't for the military base, Oklahoma, this city in Oklahoma would just be open range, nothing.
Which is why the military base is there.
Exactly my point.
Because it's free land. It's cheap land that they can put it there and make it. You know,
there's like an emptiness to that place. It's like America's belly button. There's just nothing going on.
I don't know. You need to dig around in my belly button because there's some interesting stuff that sometimes comes out of there.
Go on.
You just find things in there. You're like, what the hell? How did that get in
I
there?
I guess that could be a good analogy.
I want to know why it is that my belly hair works like a sea anemone and just pulls lint from a dryer sheet almost. Like, it just kind of gathers it and pulls it in and like slowly tries to eat it and pull it into the thing. Well, it makes no sense for it to get it. You bathe on a regular basis, but occasionally you just reach down in there and dig around. All of a sudden, you pull out.
You're
a
making me unsettled. Yeah,
you've never had this happen.
Of course, I have.
Okay,
well, I pulled out a penny once.
I want to real quick. Natalie brought this up, and I think it's a good point. Is for those of you that do not listen to my dad podcast. There's a young man who we call Robbie T. I don't know his actual last name, but my co-host on the Dad podcast, Bill Glass, his cousin's son has been diagnosed with cancer, and the family is struggling to try and make it through there. So if you could please go to helprobbiet.com and you can make a small donation or something like that, because the family, this has been going on for about a year, and the family recently commented to Bill saying that we were doing that on the other podcast, and some donations came in that really, really helped the family go through this rough time. The kid's doing well. For those of you who know about that kind of thing, is that his white blood cells are climbing, which is a very good sign that he's reacting well to the treatment. But the problem is that this all hit this family in a weird time where it's like they moved to Sacramento. He was going to be a teacher. He just got this job. And then, boom, he finds out that his kid is ill. The best place for his kid to be treated is in Bakersfield, which is like a 3-hour drive. So they had to move from Sacramento, find a house that's closer to the hospital. But dad could still commute daily to go to the to go back to work in Sacramento and all that jazz. But you could find out all the information again at Help Robbie T. That's R-O-B-B-I-E, I believe. If not, go to dadsaremorefun.com, and there will be a link right there for that.
Dads Are More Fun, second funniest podcast.
Right. This way to close it out, huh, Justin?
Oh, man, it's a little heavy.
Give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Steve had sent an email saying, hey, it'd be great if you guys had these guys on the show. Looks like Kevin's going to make that happen, hopefully later this month. If you have another idea of a guest that you'd like to have on the show, or if you have a trivia challenge you would like for us to discuss, please don't hesitate to call us or send us an email and all that stuff. On behalf of my good friend, Kevin. Oh, I didn't do your whole intro.
I was eating my muffin and drinking my coffee and replaying the incident in my head when I had what alcoholics refer to as a moment of clarity.
I wish I could remember all these movies.
These are from movies?
I think that's all he talks about.
Don't give me attitude, sir.
Sorry.
Pulp Fiction, Snakes on a Plane. That's all it says.
How come we don't have, I'm sick and tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Isn't that I would think that would be here, but
that'd
I think.
Great.
Motherfucker.
That's about all I got. Snakes, plane.
Or what about his great.
Snakes and planes. I can't believe there's any of these.
Motherfucker.
Eating snakes on this.
Motherfucker.
Game plane.
I can't believe they also don't have the Die Hard 3 monologue or whatever that he does. Like, well, what's your name, man? He's like, Zeus. Hey, Zeus? No, Zeus. Like, hey, Zeus. And no, like Zeus. Like, you know, God of Apollo, Lord of Mount Olympus. Don't fuck with me. I'll shove a lightning bolt up your ass, Zeus. That was the first time I fell in love with Samuel L. Jackson was when he said that line.
Looks like me and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast. Sorry about that. Did you have it?
Hamburgers,
the cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
As good as that gets. You can come up with a new intro for me in the year 2011. So work on that, and we'll see it next
really
week.
I really like the other one. That was a nice way to get into the show.
All right, well, you can do it again. You can do it next week.
Maybe something comes to me in the year.
Okay.
That came to me last year.
That's right.
We do it that way. All right, so on behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Warstrom saying, okay, bye.